and I'm going to talk about Susan Brown's sculpture, which is called Redeemed. And of course, the first thing you notice are the incredible number of beads that are used to make this piece. And you probably also wonder, how did she possibly make this? She actually used 347,929 beads. It took her 6 months to do. And during those 6 months, she was sometimes in segregation, which meant that she couldn't be working on the piece during those times. But it was a very, very important piece for her to do. Susan started out doing two-dimensional beadwork on a fairly small scale. Those two were incredible and took a lot of time to make. And then she started making sculptural pieces. This is probably the largest and most complex sculptural piece that she made. She made the armature and the structure with toilet paper and glue. And this is a very common material in prison for making sculptures. After she did the base with toilet paper and glue, then she used white strips of paper to create the more subtle forms and curves, etc. And then she started putting on the beads one by one. So that was something that I wondered. How did she wrap the beads around it or on, you know, with pieces? No, she actually put the beads on, gluing them one by one. And she has a very good eye for color and made sure that there was a rhythm of color that went around the piece so that when you look at the piece from all different directions, you see all the beautiful colors moving together. In terms of what this means, I'm going to read a quote from her. She says, "This piece started out as a symbolic reference to how often society discards things by removing life, as it does with deer that are taken and hunted for sport or pleasure, and how often individuals are taken or removed, whether by their own actions or others, from society by harsh sentencing. Both are discarded, and the numbers of each year are greatly increasing with little or no positive change. I have been blessed to create this piece. It was above and beyond my wildest dreams. It was to be a representation of the 25th anniversary of PCAP, and it transformed into what you see." To add to the method of creation here, she says that she made the rack, the antlers, separately, and that it has 10 points instead of 6 to show more wisdom and strength. As an homage to her children, she thought about the phrase, the buck stops here, and she reversed it to mean the buck never stops, keeps striving for greatness. There are no limits to those who try. So Susan has really outdone herself in a way with this piece, with the work that goes into it. And all of her work really is very visionary. It comes from spiritual practice that she has in prison. And I just want to add something that I know about Susan. She sustains herself in prison by making jewelry. And she has a very successful practice in prison of selling her jewelry so that she can afford to buy food from the store and not eat in the chow hall. And she budgets her money accordingly. She's a very wise person who has come to this height of excellence in her work with a lot of effort. I guess I'd just like to say also, and you guys can comment on this, that there are other pieces of work in the show that take long time, that many people like to do work that has significant amount of detail and repetitive actions that add up to a feeling of time and effort that we all can see in the piece.
That is so true. This is Martin. That last piece that you said is so true for a lot of artists in prison, because speaking on that from a personal point, I don't want to use the phrase I escaped when I was into art, but when I was creating a piece, it was a distraction. a very, very good distraction because it became very profitable. But, and it created the person that I am in a lot of ways. It gave me a lot of patience, but it removed me from the reality that I was in. If you stay out in the yard all day long, you hear the same stories over and over and over again from different people. Everybody that comes in had the most expensive car, had the most beautiful woman, had the most amazing life out there in the streets, but they're always begging for a cigarette or a cup of coffee or something. We hear these stories all the time, but when you create a piece of work like Susan has, your mind is gone. You're not listening to those stories that are actually very boring, not original at all. And you're creating a piece that's not only helping you remove yourself from the reality that we live in every day, the prison, but you're creating a work of art that is going to bring so many smiles to so many people, especially her kids in this case. It's a very good piece, and if it took 6 months, I wish it could have been 6 months away from the segregation that she had to endure as well.
This is Brian. Looking at this piece, I'm amazed that she glued all of these pieces together. I thought she would have sewn this. Most of the time, people that use beads sew these together. And to look at the precision with which she placed these beads is amazing. What amazing work she's done. Thinking about the piece overall and thinking about the way that we look at the art when we're creating this inside, we don't necessarily think about, hey, isn't this going to be an amazing piece when I'm done? And, you know, I should be proud of this, or people are really going to like this. We don't tend to look at pieces that way. We tend to look at the pieces that we're making as sometimes an escape, to use that term. It's an escape from the environment that we're in, but it's a way of putting yourself out there and making something physical, something tangible with the time that you have. It's a way to redeem your life while you're sitting there, you know, and it's about redemption. It's about making your day count, and the detail that you put into it is sort of a way of saying, look, my day counted. My time on this earth counted. I'm not something that's to be thrown away or discarded. This is not my oubliette. I'm not here to be thrown away. My life matters. And that's sort of what I pick up when I look at the artwork that is made in prisons, is that they're expressing themselves and expressing their life, you know, their day-to-day emotional life, their thought process, their hopes and their dreams. And when it's done and you look at the piece, then they're sort of shy about it. Like, well, you know, I created this and I did that and I really didn't know what I was doing here. None of that matters. What matters is the energy that you put into it.
I just want to pick up, this is Janie, on what you said about things mattering. Because I think that that is expressed in the work itself. And I think it's why when people come to the show, they look at the pieces for so long, more than any other gallery exhibition I see. People stay in the gallery for a long time, and they really look at the pieces so attentively, and they get drawn into them. And I think it's because there's an intensity in each piece that's saying, this matters. There's no sloppiness in the pieces. There's no just, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, just finish this in an easy way. Everything matters a great deal, and it's felt palpably and physically in the piece.
And I think that's what most artists want to convey to the viewer, is that it does matter. You know, whether you have the technique to create something that's a masterpiece or whether you don't, it's beside the point. The point is to connect with people that you'll never meet in some instances. You know, you put your piece in the show and you don't see it. When the selection process happens, you give your artwork over to the PCAP members that have come up, and that's it. You have to wait until you get a little packet of information with a few little blurbs in there. And people read through those and they reread them. And people that are not in the show read those. They'll sit down on their bed and they'll go through it. And they'll look for people they know. And then they look at all of the comments to see what the public thinks of the art from inmates. So it's a very powerful thing.